Salutations at the lotus feet of our beloved Lord, Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba, revered elders, brothers and sisters. We, the sons and daughters of Sai Janani, have come on a pilgrimage from Odisha, the land of Lord Jagannath, to Prashanti Nilayam, the holy abode of Lord Sai Nath, to offer our respectful homage and reaffirm our pledge to spread Bhagavan's message of love and service in every nook and corner of our state by leading exemplary lives based on Sai ideals and reaching out to the vast multitude of the poor and forlorn through our selfless loving service. O Lord, how can we ever forget the fact that when our lives were shattered at the cruel hands of fate, you were the one to wipe off our tears and give solace to our lacerated hearts. O Lord, when we lost our hearth and home in the devastating floods and lived under the open sky with none to care for us, it was only your heart that melted at our suffering, and out of your infinite compassion, you provided us our much needed shelter. O Lord, the only treasure that we dearly possessed in our lives was your love for us, and the same love sustains us even today and becomes the driving force for all our activities, even though you are not physically present in our midst. O Swami, be it in the wild forests of Dandakaranya or in the rain-starved lands of Kalahandi, be it in the long stretch of coastline of Bay of Bengal or in the mineral-rich districts of Keunjhar, you manifest yourselves in a myriad ways to assure us that you are present in all those places where good work is done as God's work, where the hearts of thousands throb with a sweet name on their lips. Swami, thy youth in Bhuvaneshwar experience thy divine presence every day all through the year while rendering selfless service to the helpless destitute patients of the IDH ward of Capital Hospital. Swami, thy presence is felt in Lodha-infested jungles of Mayurbhanj, where the alchemy of your pure love has transformed the lives of the Lodha community to give up their age-old habit of stealing and looting and live with honor and dignity. Swami, thy presence is felt in the leprosy colonies of Rourkela and Khurda, where the leprosy patients have pledged to give up their lifelong habit of begging, and their children have vowed to take care of their parents and save them from the indignity of calling themselves beggars. Swami, thy presence is felt by many a desperate unemployed youth in the state whom you have shown the way of leading a decent life through hard work and perseverance. O Lord, your presence is felt by the inmates of Dhankanal jail who sing thy glory and invoke thy blessings through regular chanting of Rudram. O Lord, the fishermen of the coastal belt of Ganjam district experience the presence when they risk their lives and go into the deep sea in their Sai Nama Nauka to catch fish for their livelihood. O Lord, your presence is greatly felt in the 60 SSS VIP villages of Bhadrak district, where the lives of the villagers have undergone remarkable transformation through the proper implementation of SSS VIP program. O Lord, thy presence is greatly felt by thousands of devotees who assemble in this holy land of Puttaparthi during every Parthi Yatra and go back with the firm resolve to join the organization and save their lives on Sai ideals. O Lord, your presence is deeply felt by the tiny tots of Sai Karunalaya, the orphanage in Ambadola of Raigada district, who were specially blessed by you in the year 2009 when they staged the play Kingdom of God Here and Now in thy divine presence. The very same boys, O Swami, from the orphanage have today come to thy divine precincts to stage another play, A Crisis in Values, for thy pleasure. Swami, nearly 10,000 students from the 18 Satya Sai schools in Odisha and the dedicated band of teachers from these schools experience thy divine presence every time your infinite grace helps them to overcome great hardships and many seemingly insurmountable problems. Swami, Sai Ananta, Sai Katha Ananta, how can this small creature describe your leelas which thousands of devotees from my state experience day after day? You are the one whom mind cannot fathom nor speech can explain. Bless us all, O Swami, to bask in the sunshine of thy divine glory and be a humble instrument in thy divine hands to reach out to more and more people in our state through through selfless, loving service. Sai Ram.
Om Shri Sai Ram. With the divine blessings of our beloved Bhagavan, the inmates of Sai Karunalaya Balvika's children, Ambadola Samiti, and Balvika students of Sri Satya Sai Vidya Vihar Baripada and Katak will today present a play entitled A Crisis in Values. A Crisis in Values, an allegorical enactment of the greatest challenge before humanity today. A dog from a jungle community of animals goes into a human habitation in search of food and returns after some days, beaten and betrayed by his human master. Angry and revengeful, he has lost his natural qualities of loyalty and gratefulness and kills a rabbit for no reasons. This is a serious breach of animals' codes of conduct, for which he is brought before the court of King Lion for punishment. While discussing his guilt, the atrocities of man as the most dangerous species comes up, and there is a general scare about the future of the planet. The wise Duradrishti, an old monkey, talks about the advent of Avatar among men as the only hope and comfort of animal existence. Duradrishti also informs them that though the Avatar has already left for his divine abode, his disciples are trying to preserve the divine legacy of unity and fellowship. The animals sit down and pray to the Avatar to come to their rescue. The voice of Avatar assures them that as long as they follow the dharma of animals, they would be protected by their dharma and they have no reason to be scared. Thus, the play tries to present the ancient diktat, which Swami stressed time without end, that one who lives by the unassailable values of higher life always receives God's love and protection in all situations. Jai Sai Ram.
छे मगन मोर पंख पसारे
Child, how are you?
My last pranams to your teacher. I'm dying. That brown dog from the town attacked me. I'm dying, teacher. I'm dying. Please give me your blessings.
This is unthinkable. Why should a dog kill a rabbit? A rabbit is not dog's natural food. Is it, my children, dogs?
No, teacher.
Our great ancestors have ruled that you should not kill except for food or defense. You should not eat except your natural food. You should not threaten or frighten animals of your species or any other and disinherit them from their homes and estates. I have taught you all that, haven't I?
Yes, Guruji, you have.
Then why did the dog kill a rabbit? Rabbits are not their natural food, I'm afraid. Values in the great animal kingdom are declining. This has to be sternly dealt with. Values are the lifeline of a nation. They have to be protected by all means. Come, my children. We shall go to King Lion and ask him to act immediately.
Dear subjects and friends, we have convened the full court today to look into a serious problem that confronts the animal kingdom. Such a thing had not happened in a decade. This crisis indicates that the high standard of values in animal kingdom is degenerating and we have to stop it. I request our beloved teacher Dirgha Griva to present the case to the assembly.
Your Majesty King Lion, Commander-in-Chief Wade Tiger, Chief Justice Brihat Hasti, chief of the secret services, Monty the Monkey, members of the Royal Cabinet, and the August Assembly of Animal Kingdom. With the express desire of His Majesty King Lion, I present before you an alarming case of crisis in values that has overtaken our kingdom.
Alarming case of crisis?
Yes. Yes, Wheat Tiger. It pains me greatly to tell you that a member of a very trustworthy species of dogs has been found guilty of violating an age-old principle of great value and put the whole animal kingdom to shame. Besides, setting a very harmful precedence for our youth and children. The sum and substance of the story is that this dog which is tied to the pillar of justice, killed a rabbit yesterday for no reasons.
May I speak, Your Majesty? This incident has very serious military implications, and I wish to warn the animal community, unless it is caught at the roots, the existence of the whole kingdom shall be in ruins. Today, a dog kills a rabbit for no reasons. Tomorrow, a bear kills a dog. Then, a tiger kills a bear. Do you imagine how far we can go?
What are the military implications of a dog killing a rabbit, Commander-in-Chief Red Tiger?
Your Majesty, if we start killing each other for no reasons whatsoever, as the Commander-in-Chief of the Animal Kingdom, my only words shall be to deploy my fighting divisions of snakes, vultures, bears, and wolves to maintain peace within our borders. If in worst case, I have to withdraw my advanced battalion of tigers from the border, then our sensitive frontiers shall be open to invasion across the border.
Yes, indeed the situation is very grim.
It is also possible that while we are fighting a civil war among ourselves, terrorism shall raise its ugly head and fed by our powerful enemies from the human kingdom. In less than a decade, this beautiful country and its civilization, which our forefathers have built with so much sacrifice and love, shall be destroyed. Your Majesty, do you want this to happen?
No, no, no.
Your Majesty, I want to drive home the point that a kingdom is not supported by brawn or brain alone, but by the power of values. Unless any violation of values is immediately curbed, we are in grave danger.
Honorable teacher, we agree with you fully. Please excuse me for interruption, but my concern for environment and animal rights cannot wait any longer. Your Majesty, since you always voice your concern for the fast degrading environment due to the detestable actions of the degenerating human race, and sometimes you have lost your sage cool and almost embarked upon an invasion on them to protect basic animal rights, I make bold to...
I understand your concern, Chatpat dear. As my Minister for Environment and Animal Rights, it is but natural to feel threatened. But since the time in our hands is very limited, I request you to be brief and allow the Assembly to conduct its business.
Yes. Yes, my Lord. I will only make one or two relevant points. The action of the dogs shall have alarming fallout on the less privileged members of the animal society. Smaller animals like rabbits, mice, cats, squirrels shall not come out to enjoy pure air and to gather clean food. General standard of health shall decline. And Your Majesty, some epidemic might threaten the very life of the animal.
Yes, yes. Quite possible. Quite possible.
Besides, lawlessness from a sense of insecurity shall be rampant. And in case the most lawless species on earth, the humans, get an inkling of a poor state of unity, well, Your Majesty, you know we are doomed. What do you say, Mahasrungi Bison, our Minister for Food and Recreation?
My honorable colleague cannot be more correct. and our Lord King Lion be more timely cushioned.
I need hardly mention to you, my king. According to the information I have gathered from my secret agents, the humans are the most terrible and unscrupulous animals God has created. They even challenge God Himself, our dear Father. Unless we remain ever united, alert to our security, we shall perish. Our only strength has been our values, which keep us together in strength and spirit. If we allow a dog to breach the stronghold of values, that will be to our greatest peril.
Yes, I agree with what Monty, the monkey, my esteemed chief of the secret services, says. We have had a talk already, and some of the information he delivered cannot be disclosed here for security reasons. So we have all agreed upon a few things. First, the greatest strength of animals lies in their strict adherence to our values. Second, we cannot allow anyone to depart from them even slightly. Third, the vicious human race is the major threat to the peace-loving, law-abiding animal race. What do my Lord and Minister suggest now to protect ourselves?
Let us make an all-out attack on the human race and...
Our Honorable Commander-in-Chief has perhaps confused the main issue. The main issue is how to guard our values so that our values would guard our frontiers. We are not talking about a war.
Very well put by our Honorable Teacher. We shall do first things first. First, the question is, what shall we do about this dog, the cause of this misfortune?
Your Majesty, excuse me for putting my fat foot forward, but according to the great tradition of the everlasting animal kingdom, we should request our most respected Chief Justice Brihathasthi to decide the case.
I agree with you, Yudhapati Mahadanti. May I request our Chief Justice to take over and advise us what to do about it?
I'm glad we have a strong support for our great democratic traditions in His Majesty King Lion. According to the best traditions of this court of law, before the court pronounces its judgment on the accused, he must be given an opportunity to defend himself. For this, I would like to hear the defense of the accused tomorrow, before I pronounce my judgment. Now I call upon the accused to speak for himself. He may please be untied to speak at ease.
My Lord Chief Justice, I am very grateful to you for upholding the great tradition of justice and freedom in animal society and giving me an opportunity to speak. My Lord King Lion, I am also grateful to you for restraining yourself from killing me yesterday itself, though you could do that without any blame, and for allowing me to live to tell my hateful story. Both of you are embodiments of great values, and I am proud to be a citizen of such a glorious kingdom. I plead guilty of killing a rabbit for no reasons, and I ask for any punishment this august court deems fit. I only pray to the Lord that in my next life He send me here again a better animal.
But my friend, why did you do such a thing?
Honorable Prime Minister, the cause of my fall is none other than man.
Man?
Man? Man?
But how? How is man responsible for your killing the rabbit?
Honorable sir, last year during the summer I had strayed into the nearby village. I found men there, well fed and well provided with food and water. I was tempted and accepted service with a rich householder. The food and drink provided by him so corrupted my mind that when I returned home, my mind was filled with violent thoughts.
Then Why did you leave him? You suffered no hardship. When you came back, you looked more healthy than any one of us.
Yes, that is a shameful story. Sometime later in his house, I understood that he was a thief and lived in comfort on stolen property. He gave me very good food, no doubt, but made me work too hard. I had no sleep at nights to guard his house. He gave me good food to eat, but it was infected with his greed and his selfishness. I was so much influenced by the food that one day I stole into his kitchen and ate some of the mutton he had prepared for some guests.
That was very wrong. It was against the value of loyalty that dogs traditionally uphold.
Yes, Prime Minister, sir, you are correct. But since I served a thief and ate his food, I forgot the value of honesty and loyalty. He, however, caught me and gave me a very good beating. I ran away to save my life. Since then, I was always hungry and angry. This is the cause of my fall, sir.
It is clear from the confession of the accused that he acted under powerful influence of evil forces. Our law books say that anyone who acts under influence of a power he did not know, nor did he invite, nor could he defend against, he shall not be deemed punishable.
Very well said, my Lord Chief Justice.
Though in this case, the accused had produced no evidence to support his case, since he had a clean record till now and he had honestly accepted the guilt, the court is willing to release him with a strict warning that he avoid all human contact from this moment. If he is found in human company any time later, he shall be severely dealt with. My judgment may please be communicated to His Majesty King Lion. He may, of course, alter or modify it if he so desires.
Our wise Chief Justice has considered all aspects of the case and come to the correct judgment.
I am beholden to you, my Lord Chief Justice, and my Lord King, for sparing my life. The incident makes me all more ashamed of the fact that I even sought food and drank from that vicious race. I promise to you all here in the name of God that I shall not even touch the shadow of a man.
Victory to justice! Victory to the king! Victory to the everlasting animal kingdom!
No. No, my dear subjects. Animal kingdom is not everlasting. And after the case of our friend Doug, I am filled with apprehensions about its future.
Why? Why, Majesty? It is now proved that the evil influence of man caused this breach. And you and Honorable Chief Justice found him not guilty. What is the cause of your apprehensions now?
My dear V. Tiger, that exactly is the cause of my fear.
I think His Majesty King Lion is justified. Man has become so evil that even food prepared by him can do so much damage to an innocent dog. Can you imagine how much damage he can do if he desires to take over our kingdom?
I agree with the Honorable Prime Minister. Do you know, my friends, that during the last 1 year, how many animals have found their way to their stomachs? My statistics say, in 1 year, about 200 deers, 500 rabbits, 21 elephants, 21 tigers, and hundreds of other animals have vanished from our forest.
What a curse is man!
Yes, man is a curse even to the environment. Can you believe? 1,000 acres of forest they have destroyed to fulfill their fancy for fashionable houses and furnitures, to build roads and produce food.
Why? They eat trees also.
No, no. They need the land to grow food.
But you said they eat animals. So they are growing animals also.
Oh no. Keep quiet. We are discussing serious problems. You know how many millions of men, women and children they have killed for testing their weapons? Do you know how many millions of their own species they have destroyed just because it is exciting to kill?
How evil.
And do you know, my friends? This great race called man fights wild wars with weapons unthinkably powerful. My wise father always said, a time would come when they destroy themselves.
Let them do that soon.
We shall have the entire earth for ourselves.
Yes.
Even if that happens, they will leave behind so much hate, so much anger, and so much poison that for 1,000 years, no life can thrive on this earth.
Then we are doomed for no reasons.
Is there no way to save ourselves?
I don't know any way. Monty roams over the world. He might find us a way.
I am not sure. But you know, 2 years ago, my oldest and most efficient secret agent, Dhritarashtra, retired. He was a very daring person and used to go to villages and cities and listen to all that men discussed. He sort of understood human language much better than we do. One day, he came back from a particular mission and told me even human beings are concerned about the atrocities of their fellow men. They had been praying to God for some avatar.
Avatar? What is that?
I don't know. Dhritarashtra might be able to explain.
Then call him. Where is he?
Majesty, he is living a retired life of prayer and meditation.
Sashimukha, chief of my palace guards, please take another guard with you. Go to Dhritarashtra and invite him to the deer forest, where I'll be present to watch the deer dance.
Forgive them.
करने लगे, जंगल कटी हम भी वटने लगे, जंगल छोड़ के जाएंगे हम कहाँ, जंगल छोड़ के जाएंगे हम कहाँ, क्यों इतने लालच करे ये जहाँ,
जंगल बिना बारिश कहाँ, जंगल बिना बारिश कहाँ,
तुम ही मरोगे मरेंगे जो,
सिंह सॉन्ग सिंह सॉन्ग सिंह सॉन्ग सिंह सॉन्ग सिंह सॉन्ग सिंह सॉन्ग, लेट अस डांस 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 लेट अस डांस।
योर एक्सीलेंसी, एज पर योर ऑर्डर, Honorable Duradrishti is present here.
Duradrishti, Manti the chief says, you told him once that human beings pray to some kind of god called Avatar and is very powerful. Can you tell us something about that?
My Lord King Lion, Most Honorable Prime Minister, My Lord the Chief Justice of Animal Kingdom, Avatar, as I understood, is not a different kind of god. When values are destroyed on earth and men kill each other for no reasons, the good men, saintly men, pray to God, and God Almighty comes down as a man to save them. He is so powerful, no one can resist him.
Then we shall also pray him to come as Avatar to Animal Kingdom to save us from this evil men. God loves all equally. If he can come to humans to save them, he also should come to us as animal to save us.
That is a very good idea, Your Majesty King Lion. Please lead us in this prayer too. If we have in our midst God as Avatar, we shall be rid of fear from this killer race called man and live in happiness.
I must ask Duradrishti to give us the lead. I am good at fighting, not at prayer.
My Lord King Lion, during my last posting in a fringe forest near a small town called Puttaparthi, I heard that such an avatar had actually come on earth to set the human beings on right track. People used to say he even lived there, a man among men. But Your Majesty, further inquiries gave me a very disappointing news.
Disappointing news? How is that?
This avatar has left his human body and returned to his original home.
No, no, no!
Duradrishti, that is indeed a very disappointing piece of news you gave us.
My Lord King Lion, some of our great ancestors said, all is not lost even if the field be lost. I did some research and found out that the avatar has left behind a huge group of trained people who are working to protect environment and animals. They never kill any animal for food, never cut a tree unless it is very essential. And they love all and serve all. They have various programs to teach their fellow men to behave as human beings. If we help them and they help us, the avatar's great work shall benefit even us.
Learned Duradrishti, if your information is correct, we can hope for better days for our animal kingdom. But I am not for helping the so-called trained people of the avatar without direct proof of their intentions.
King Lion is right. Do you have any direct proof that they are our friends?
Yes, Honorable Chief Justice, I have.
Who said that? Oh, Pushapriya, you may come forward and make your presentation.
My Lord King Lion, about 60 of us monkeys live on a couple of huge banyan trees near a temple on the edge of our forest. when pilgrims come to the temple with fruits for offering, we snatch them and eat them.
But why should you do that? Did you too live with men for some time?
No, no. Why should we live with those hateful creatures?
The brown dog was telling us that men always like to steal and snatch. In broad daylight, young educated men snatch money and other things from their fellow men. And our old horse friend Pavan, may his soul rest in peace, was telling some of us that among men, those who steal most are considered most respectable. So I thought you might have learned it from them.
I tell you, Spotted Deer, if you say that once again, I'll really get angry.
Okay. Don't get more angry, Puchapriya. Tell us whatever you wanted to.
But, oh King, Pavan was telling us that the wisest men have written in very fat books that these monkeys were their ancestors. When men must have learned stealing and snatching from monkeys.
You horned fool!
Come, Puchapriya. You are going to tell us why you think these men are our friends.
Yes, Your Majesty. On the last Ramnami day, that is about a week ago, some young men came there with truckload of bananas and called and fed us. Then they requested us not to trouble the pilgrims. Your Majesty, last month they fed about 500 dogs. This means they are our friends.
That must be due to the good influence of this avatar of men Duradrishti was talking about. So let us pray to him for our protection. God is not only God of men. He is our God too.
अवतार लिया है धर्म की रक्षा करने को,
धर्म की रक्षा करने को,
युग युग में अवतार लिया है धर्म की रक्षा करने को, फिर क्यों हमको छोड़ दिया है, फिर क्यों हमको छोड़ दिया हिंसा के हाथों मरने को,
हिंसा के हाथों मरने को,
हाल जरा तुम सुन लो साई, हाल जरा तुम सुन लो साई, अपने गुलिस्तान की खबर नहीं है किसी को भी इंसान के मनशा की,
ओ साई बाबा।
धर्म की रक्षा करते रहे हैं, आगे भी करेंगे हम,
आगे भी करेंगे हम।
धर्म की रक्षा करते रहे हैं, आगे भी करेंगे हम। अपना धर्म निभाओ तुम सब, अपना धर्म निभाओ तुम सब। रहे न दिल में कोई गम,
रहे न दिल में कोई गम।
नहीं चली है खुदा के आगे, नहीं चली है खुदा के आगे किसी के भी अभिमान की। समय के रहते बदलेगी ये फितरत भी इंसान की।
ओ साईं बाबा, ओ साईं बाबा, ओ साईं बाबा, ओ साईं बाबा, ओ
साईं
बाबा, ओ साईं बाबा, ओ साईं बाबा, ओ साईं बाबा।
माय डियर चिल्ड्रन, very pleased with you. I have heard your prayer. I know you are afraid of man because he has acquired great destroying power. Therefore I came among them as avatar to teach them the values of love and truth, of restraint and sacrifice. But you do not need any avatar, for you have never transgressed your dharma. Only human beings do so. So I have to be constantly watchful about them. As long as you keep following your dharma, the values meant for you, I shall be forever protecting you, and your kingdom shall never die. I bless you that your values protect you.
O Almighty Savior, bless indeed we are, bless indeed we are.
Dear subjects and friends, you heard God's assurance of protection, but God said, our values, our dharma shall protect us. May I appeal to all of you that you ever be careful about this. Never violate the code of values our ancestors have given us. Even if one of you breach it, the effects shall be on all of us. We must live in love and help each other to protect our dharma. Do you all promise you shall do as God bid us?
Yes, we promise we shall obey the God's laws.
Now I request our beloved teacher to lead us in a prayer of thanksgiving, after which he may disperse.
हमारे जान हो
तुम,
Om Sri Sai Ram. The Sai youths of Odisha are now going to offer a musical offering at the divine lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagavan. O my Lord Sai, you are the epitome of love. You have shown us the path of truth, peace, contentment by dispelling the clouds of darkness and bringing brightness in our lives. You sustain our lives and the whole world stands on your support. Swami, illuminate the divine light within us and be with us in each and every moment of our life, showering your divine blessings.
विद्महे वक्रतुण्डाय धीमहि तन्नो दन्ति प्रचोदयात्। ॐ साईश्वराय विद्महे सत्यदेवाय धीमहि तन्नः सर्व
Sai Ram, 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 Sai Ram,
How can I live without you, my Lord? When you would not be with me, how can I do such a sin of forgetting you, as you are the only guide of my life and who will let me tread the path of righteousness? O my beloved Sai, let the bond between you and me be so unique that this divine love prevails in my heart throughout my life.
Thank you.
Vedas and Upanishads, goddess is considered as being worshipped in various names and forms according to their virtues. Deva, blissful and benign Ma, bestows peace and prosperity and protects virtue while destroying evil. Let us pray our Sai Janani to develop and spread her divine love and bliss among all of us to sanctify our lives with divine nectar.
Sadani, Parva Sarvani,
Lord's eye, the Supreme Self, you pervade the entire universe. The glow of your divine glory makes our planet effulgent. Your omnipresence and omnipotence makes our Mother Earth livable. We mortals, with our ignorant minds, are unable to understand the mysterious and incomprehensible leelas of yours. O Swami, with your infinite compassion, accept our heart as the offering at thy lotus feet.
मने को एक ईश्वर मेरा साई है परमेश्वर
मने को एक है ईश्वर मेरा साई है परमेश्वर
चमत्कार भी परोकार भी
चमत्कार भी परोकार भी
तूने पीड़ा सबकी मिटाई
यहाँ भी साई वहाँ भी साई जहाँ भी देखो वहाँ भी साई
लगे तू सबसे सुंदर
क्यों लगे तू सबसे सुंदर
ऐसी लीला तूने रचाई
यहाँ भी साई वहाँ भी साई जहाँ भी देखो वहाँ है साई यहाँ भी साई वहाँ भी साई जहाँ भी देखो
My Lord Sai, you are the supreme Lord of all, irrespective of caste, creed, race and religion. All names and all forms of worship are yours. O Sai Rama, immersed in devotion with prayerful hearts and tearful eyes, I totally surrender myself to you and to build and save my life.
मंदिर मस्जिद गुरुद्वारे में सब में तू है समाया मस्जिद गुरुद्वारे में सब में तू है समाया हर चौखट पे हाजिर लगाया बस तू ही नजर है आया शरण में आए मेरे राम साई राम शरण में आए मेरे राम तेरे शरण में आए मेरे राम साई राम शरण में आए मेरे राम सबकी बिगड़ी बना दे सबकी किस्मत जगा दे सबकी बिगड़ी बना दे सबकी किस्मत जगा दे सारी उम्र
लाए आंसू के मोती, दिल का नजरा ना लाए। लाए आंसू के मोती, दिल का नजरा ना लाए। आंसू आंखों में भर के दर्द दिल में सजा के, आंसू आंखों में भर के दर्द दिल में सजा के, आंसू आंखों में भर के दर्द दिल में सजा के। खुद को लाया हो खुद ही करने तुझ पे गुरबा, शरण में आए
बाबा तेरे रहमो करम पे, बाबा तेरे रहमो करम से सारा जहां बसा है, तेरे रहमो करम से सारा जहां बसा है। तू दिलों जा धड़कन में ही नहीं, तू दिलों जा धड़कन में ही नहीं, तू हर रूह में बसा है, हर रूह में बसा है, हर रूह में बसा है।
फुर्सत मिले तो तेरी मर्जी चले तो, आज फुर्सत मिले तो तेरी मर्जी चले तो, आत्मा में बस जाओ बाबा, आत्मा में बस जाओ बाबा, आत्मा में बस जाओ बाबा, आत्मा में बस जाओ।
भजरे गुरुचरणम्
भजरे
गुरुचरणम् मानस भजरे गुरुचरणम् दुस्तर भव सागर तरणम् दुस्तर भव सागर तरणम्
दुस्तर भव सागर तरणम्
गुरु महाराज गुरु जय जय
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 साईनाथ सद्गुरु जय जय
साईनाथ सद्गुरु जय जय
साईनाथ सद्गुरु जय जय
साईनाथ सद्गुरु जय जय
ओम नमः शिवाय ओम नमः शिवाय ओम नमः शिवाय शिवाय नमः
ओम नमः शिवाय ओम नमः शिवाय ओम नमः शिवाय शिवाय नमः
अरुणाचल शिव अरुणाचल शिव अरुणाचल शिव अरुण शिव
अरुणाचल शिव अरुणाचल शिव अरुणाचल शिव अरुण शिव
ओंकारं भव ओंकारं भव ओंकारं भव ओं नमो बाबा
ओंकारं भव ओंकारं भव ओंकारं भव ओं नमो बाबा
ओंकारं भव ओंकारं भव ओंकारं भव ओं नमो बाबा
ओंकारं भव ओंकारं भव ओंकारं भव ओं नमो बाबा
मानस भजरे गुरु चरणम्
मानस भजरे गुरु चरणम्
दुस्तर भव सागर तरणम्
दुस्तर भव सागर तरणम्
गुरु महाराज गुरु जय जय साईनाथ सद्गुरु जय जय
साईनाथ सद्गुरु जय जय
ओम नमः शिवाय ओम नमः शिवाय ओम नमः शिवाय शिवाय नमः
ओम नमः शिवाय ओम नमः शिवाय ओम नमः शिवाय शिवाय नमः
अरुणाचल शिव अरुणाचल शिव अरुणाचल शिव अरुण शिव
अरुणाचल शिव अरुणाचल शिव अरुणाचल शिव अरुण शिव
जय जग जननी माँ,
जय जग जननी माँ,
जय जग जननी माँ,
जय जग जननी माँ,
जय माँ, जय माँ, जय माँ,
जय माँ,
जय माँ, जय माँ, जय माँ,
जय माँ, जय माँ, जय माँ,
साईं शिव शंकरे, साईं परमेश्वरे,
साईं शिव शंकरे, साईं परमेश्वरे,
साईं शिव शंकर साईं परमेश्वरे,
साईं शिव शंकर साईं परमेश्वरे,
अम्बे भवानी माँ जय,
अम्बे भवानी माँ जय,
साईं भवानी माँ जय,
साईं भवानी माँ जय,
जय जग जननी परमेश्वरे,
साईं शिव शंकरे साईं परमेश्वरे,
अम्बे भवानी माँ जय,
अम्बे भवानी माँ जय,
साईं भवानी माँ जय,
साईं भवानी माँ जय,
जय जग जननी
माँ, नारायण हरि नाम भजो रे नारायण वेद पारायण, नाम भजो रे नारायण वेद पारायण, नारायण हरि नाम भजो रे नारायण वेद पारायण, नारायण हरि नाम भजो रे नारायण वेद पारायण, करुणावरण भव भय हरण, करुणावरण भव भय हरण, करुणावरण भव भय हरण, करुणावरण भव भय हरण, पावन चरण पति चरण,
पावन चरण पति चरण,
पावन चरण पति चरण,
पावन चरण पति चरण,
नारायण हरि नाम भजो रे नारायण वेद पारायण,
नारायण हरि नाम भजो रे नारायण वेद पारायण,
करुणावरण भव भय हरण,
करुणावरण भव भय हरण,
पावन चरण पति चरण,
पावन चरण पति चरण,
नारायण हरि नारायण,
नारायण हरि नारायण,
नारायण हरि नारायण,
नारायण हरि नारायण,
पारायण
दीन बंधु विठला जय करुणा सिंधु विठला जय
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 विठला 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 जय विठला 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 जय
विठला 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 जय विठला
विठला विठला जय विठला 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 जय
विठला 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 जय विठला विठला
पंडरीनाथ विठला जय पांडुरंगा विठला जय
पंडरीनाथ विठला जय पांडुरंगा विठला जय
पंडरीनाथ विठला जय पांडुरंगा विठला जय शांति निलया विठला जय
भक्तिपुरी का विठला जय शांति निलया
विठला जय परितिपुरी शा विठला जय प्रशांति निलया विठला जय
भक्तिपुरी का विठला जय प्रशांति
विठला 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 जय विठला 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 जय
विठला 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 जय विठला 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 जय
विठला 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 जय विठला 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 जय
विठला 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 जय विठला विठला
दीन बंधु विठला जय करुणा सिंधु विठला जय
दीन बंधु विठला जय करुणा सिंधु विठला जय
विठला 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 जय विठला 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 जय
विठला 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 जय
पंडरीनाथ विठला जय पांडुरंगा विठला जय
पंडरीनाथ विठला जय पांडुरंगा विठला जय
परितिपुरी शा विठला जय प्रशांति निलया विठला जय विठला 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 जय विठला 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 जय
विठला 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 जय
विठला 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 जय विठला 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 जय
विठला 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 जय विठला 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 जय
दीन बंधु विठला जय करुणा सिंधु विठला जय
सुब्रह्मण्यम सुब्रह्मण्यम षण्मुगनाथ सुब्रह्मण्यम 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 साईनाथ सुब्रह्मण्यम 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 षण्मुगनाथ सुब्रह्मण्यम शिव 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 सुब्रह्मण्यम हर 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 सुब्रह्मण्यम हर हर सुब्र
జయ జగదీశ హరే స్వామి సత్య సాయి హరే భక్త జనా సంరక్షక భక్త జనా సంరక్షక ప్రతి మహేశ్వర ఓం జయ జగదీశ హరే శశివదనా శ్రీకరా సర్వా ప్రాణపతి స్వామి సేవా ప్రాణపతి ఆశ్రిత కల్పలతీగా ఆశ్రిత కల్పలతీగా ఆపదవాధవ ఓం జయ జగదీశ మాతా పితా గురుదేవము మరియ తయోనీవే స్వామి మరియ తయోనీవే నాద బ్రహ్మ జగన్నాథ నాద బ్రహ్మ జగన్నాథ నాగేంద్రాశయన ఓం జయ జగదీశ రే ఓంకార రూపౌ జయ శ్రీయం సాయి మహాదేవ సత్య సాయి మహాదేవ మంగళారతి అందుకు మంగళారతి అందుకు మందర గిరిదారి ఓం జయ జగదీశ నారాయణ నారాయణ సత్య నారాయణ 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 సత్య నారాయణ నారాయణ సత్య నారాయణ నారాయణ ఓం జయ సద్గురుదేవ నారాయణ నారాయణ సత్య నారాయణ 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 సత్య నారాయణ నారాయణ సత్య నారాయణ నారాయణ ఓం జయ సద్గురుదేవ నారాయణ నారాయణ సత్య నారాయణ 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 సత్య నారాయణ నారాయణ సత్య నారాయణ నారాయణ ఓ
సత్య సాయి బాబాజీ కీ జై.